Look, Pebbles, honey, want to play on the teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Hey, Dino, why don't you get on with the baby? Oh, don't pay any attention to Dino, Pebbles. You can't get hurt just sitting on a seesaw.
Evening, Mr. Flintstone. Here's your paper.
Arnold, hold it, hold it! Every time you throw the paper, you hit me on the head with it.
I'll be careful, Mr. Flintstone. I'll throw it way over there.
Well, okay, but watch it, Buster.
Right.
Oh, boy. Ouch!
Goodbye, Mr. Flintstone.
That Arnold. I don't know whether to cancel my subscription or increase my accident insurance. You said it, sweetheart. The paper's all broken. Famed Honey Rock Hotel to be torn down. Torn down? Oh, that's a shame. I met your mommy at that hotel, Pebbles.
I'll take Pebbles in now, Fred. You better come in, too. We're having dinner at the Rubbles. And it's time to get ready.
Yeah. Hey, Wilma, they're tearing down the old Honey Rock Hotel.
No!
Yeah, to make room for a supermarket.
Oh, read it to me later, Fred. I've got to get Pebbles into the house.
Boy, what a shame. Well, I guess sooner or later, everything has to come down. Yeah, everything.
Most delicious meal, Betty.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Wilma.
Yes, sir. Betty's the best.
Yes, sir, Betty. You sure are some cook. I don't know when I tasted better stegosaurus ribs.
Why, thank you, Fred.
Hey, look at that, Betty. Bam Bam thinks you're a good cook, too.
Yeah. Give Bam Bam and Pebbles peanut butter sandwiches, and they're happy. Say, let's have our cactus sherbet in the living room. Okay, Wilma?
Fine, Betty.
I'll just take some of these dishes into the kitchen. Oh, Barney, this door is stuck again. Oh, Bam Bam, when are you going to realize your own strength? But thanks.
Boy, Betty, this sherbet is sure good.
You said it, Bun. I'm going to have another. Yo! Betty, I thought you said this cactus sherbet was safe to eat. Here's a cactus needle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred, but that's what the man at the market said.
Oh, speaking of markets, do you know they're tearing down the old Honey Rock Hotel to make room for a supermarket?
Oh, for heaven's sake. How could they tear down that lovely hotel to make room for a supermarket?
I guess people are more interested in shopping than stopping. Oh, boy.
Well, it's a shame. I almost cried when Fred told me about it.
Gee, I'm a little choked up myself. The Honey Rock Hotel was where I first met my darling wife.
Oh, Barney.
We met there too, Wilma. The Honey Rock Hotel.
That was a wonderful summer, wasn't it?
I'll never forget it.
Me neither. Hey, how long ago was it? 14, 15 years?
16, Barney.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure, Barn. I remember it was the summer my father gave me my first straight razor. You and I had just started working as bellboys at the Honey Rock Hotel.
Front boy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stonyface.
Show Mr. Rocks on Rocks and the rest of his luggage to room 402.
Yes, sir, right away. Fred, boy?
Yes, Fred?
Take this luggage to room 402.
Right, Fred. Okay, Fred. Is that all?
Yeah, Barney, I'll handle the rest of it.
Thanks, Fred. You're a real pal.
They tell me Conrad Hailstone started this way.
Doris, you take station 5. Gloria, you take station 3. And you new girls, take station 1 and 2, where I can keep an eye on you.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's no need to be nervous.
We can't help it, sir. We've never waited on table before.
In fact, this is the first job we've ever had.
Well, there's nothing to it. I'm sure you girls will... wrong door, Doris.
I'm sorry.
You girls watch that, too. Remember, accidents begin when in is used for out, and out is used for in. Remember that, and you'll avoid accidents.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Stonyface. You're wanted in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Remember, in the kitchen, through in, out through out.
It's not really 3 o'clock. I just got hungry.
How's it going, Betty?
Swell.
Just remember, in the kitchen, through in.
Yeah, and out means out.
We know. Accidents begin when in is used for out.
And out is used for in.
Hey, let's hurry, Alfred. We don't want to waste our afternoon off.
Take it easy, Barney. We got till 6 o'clock. And we want to look our best, don't we, in case we meet some beautiful, rich girls who take a shine to us?
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Of course, I wouldn't mind having a beautiful, poor girl take a shine to me, neither.
There ain't no such creature around here, Barn. This hotel is the playground of the wealthy.
That it is, Fred. That it is. Ouch. I washed it this morning and I can't do a thing with it.
Your hair?
No, my comb.
Come on, let's go.
Betty, we only have till 6 o'clock. Are you going to spend our whole afternoon off admiring yourself?
Now, Wilma, I just want to be sure I look all right. Suppose I run into a rich, handsome young man.
Betty.
Well, the woods are full of them. And maybe one of them might succumb to my obvious charms.
Betty Jean McBricker, what kind of talk is that? But if you should happen to meet a rich, handsome young man, I hope you'll remember to do one thing.
What?
Ask him if he's got a friend for me.
Shall we go?
If you can tear yourself away from yourself, yes.
What do we do this afternoon, Fred?
I don't know, Barney, but it'll have to be something that doesn't take any money. I'm broke.
Yeah, me too.
Having trouble, mister?
I certainly am. I wonder if you'd be a good lad and park this for me. I just don't seem to have the knack.
Sure.
Oh, that'll be jolly. Here's a little something for your trouble.
Thanks, mister. $50. Gee, thanks, mister. Thanks. Barney gave me $50. He must be rich.
Oh, he is, Fred. Indubitably. That's Reggie Rocks on Rocks, the multi-multi-millionaire.
That's a multi-multi-millionaire? Boy, what a cheapskate he is.
That's how the other half lives, Betty.
It wouldn't be too hard to take. But we're lucky just to be working in a place like this for the summer.
You're right. Say, look at that car. Isn't it a beauty?
Oh, it's dreamy.
Look, real cave bear interior and everything.
Wilma, what are you doing?
I just want to see how it feels to sit in a car like this.
You know something?
What?
It feels pretty good.
Say, look at the turkey horn.
Honk.
Isn't that something?
Honk.
Uh-oh, now you did it. The horn stuck.
Let go the string.
There's a space at the other end of the parking lot.
Yeah, watch me whip her in.
Uh-oh, here comes someone.
Let's get out before they see us.
Too late.
Wow, what a beautiful girl.
Man, oh man, is she something.
And look at that car. They must be millionaires' daughters.
Think so?
I know so. I can spot the real thing a mile away.
Look at that car. They must be sons of millionaires.
Yeah. Say, the little one is kind of cute.
What's that on the big one's face?
That's his nose.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind my parking next to your beautiful car.
Oh, this car isn't... This car isn't as beautiful as your car.
Oh, this car isn't... This car isn't that beautiful.
I guess you girls are staying at the hotel, eh?
Well...
Now, that's a silly question, Fred. Where else would millionaires' daughters be staying?
Are you boys staying at the hotel?
Well...
Naturally, Wilma. Where else would millionaire sons be staying?
Incidentally, my name is Fred Flintstone, and this is Barney Rubble.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Wilma, and this is my friend, Betty.
How do you do?
Say, how would you girls like to see a movie? There's a great picture showing in town, 1 million B.C. It's all about life in the future.
We'd love to see it.
Well, good. Let's go.
Hey, how are we going to get to town? Whose car are we taking?
Well, I just assume it wasn't mine. I'm so bored with driving.
You know something? So am I. The way things are, I'll probably never drive that car again.
I'll tell you what. Let's do like the poor people do. Walk.
What a novel idea. I hope I haven't forgotten how.
I got a better idea. Let's take the bus.
Hey, yeah. Hey, it'll give us a chance to see how the other half lives.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Did you ever hear so much baloney being sliced up and tossed around?
It just goes to prove what I've always said. People are phony.
What business did you say you were in, Fred?
Why, we're in the leather business. We handle ladies' and gentlemen's luggage.
Oh, that's nice. And how is business?
Well, not bad at all. In fact, you might say it keeps us hoppy.
Yeah, bell hopping. Uh-oh, here comes the bus.
All aboard. This one is on me. Take it out of this.
A $50 bill.
Sorry, it's the smallest I got. And while you're at it, take an extra dime for yourself.
Thanks, Mac.
Yes, Pamela. I have deceived you. I have been masquerading as a man of wealth while I am really just an employee at the golf club.
If that is true, you are nothing but a cad.
No, Pamela, not a cad. A caddie. I'm sorry, my dear. How you must despise me.
I too have a confession. I am not a duchess.
What?
I work in a bakery. I am a jellyist.
A jellyist?
Yes. I put the jelly in the jelly donuts.
Pamela, how could you?
And though I met Fred only a week ago, I feel I've known him all my life. He's so kind and sweet. I don't know how I'm ever going to tell him I'm not a millionaire's daughter.
Wilma, you better hurry. The dining room opens in a few minutes.
Okay. I'm writing my mother. I told her I think I'm in love with Fred.
I wrote my mother the same thing about Barney.
Oh, Betty. What are we going to do? We can't go on this way.
I know. But if we tell them we're not heiresses, it'll be all over between us. Millionaires stick to their own kind, you know.
I know. I wish they were poor, like us.
Masquerade party Wednesday evening. I wish we could take the girls to that party, huh, Fred?
Oh, forget it, Barney. We're working Wednesday evening. It's impossible.
Yeah, I know. Fred, how long can we go on deceiving those nice girls?
I don't know. But if we tell them we're only bellhops and not millionaires, it's goodbye, Charlie.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I flipped over that Betty.
I wish the boys would invite us to the big masquerade party Wednesday night.
So do I. But stop wishing. We're working that night.
Yeah, I know.
They used to think we little dragons weren't good for anything.
Just think, Wilma, if you were to marry Fred, you'd never have to iron again.
No, I suppose not. Except maybe his money. You know, to keep it fresh and crisp. Come in. Mother!
My baby! Whoops! Watch out for my live alligator bag. Sometimes it snaps.
Hello, Mrs. Slaghoople.
Hello, Betty, dear.
Mother, what are you doing here?
I came to meet this Fred Flintstone of yours and see if he's really as wonderful as you say.
He is, Mother. But when he finds out I've deceived him, he'll probably board his yacht and sail out of my life forever.
And Barney'll do the same thing to me.
Hogwash. If those boys really love you, they'll understand.
Yes,
now,
but
my advice to you girls is to tell the boys the truth. After all, being poor is no crime. If it were, Wilma, your father would be public enemy number one.
Your mother's right, Wilma. We've got to tell the boys.
We'll tell them tonight. When we see them after work.
You're working tonight?
Yes. The hotel's having a big masquerade party and ask us to help out.
Oh, well, I'll go down and register. I'll see you girls later.
Okay, Mother.
You know, I can hardly wait to meet your millionaire. He feels like a son to me already. And it's not because he's rich. I'd love him if he didn't have a dime.
Fine thing. Here I am with a date after work tonight, and I haven't a dime.
Cheer up, Fred. I got a hunch this is gonna be a good night for us.
Front, boy!
Hey, that's you, Fred. Looks like you got a big tipper there.
Oh, boy, that's just what I need.
Show the lady to room 313.
Yes, sir.
Don't bother, Sonny. I can handle it.
Oh, it's no bother, ma'am. I'm here to be of service.
Let go. I'm perfectly capable of carrying my own suitcase.
But, ma'am, I can't let an old lady like you carry this bag up 3 flights of stairs.
Old lady? Why, I could carry you and this bag up 3 flights of stairs. Now, let go.
But, ma'am.
Now, look at what you've done, you knucklehead.
I'm awfully sorry, ma'am.
Just wait till my future son-in-law hears about this. He'll have your job.
Well, it'd be a fool to take it. The pay is terrible. Here, let me help you.
Keep your paws off my things. If you come near me again, I'll forget I'm a lady and belt you one.
Sounds like the guests are having a great time at the masquerade party, Fred.
Yeah. You know, Barney, Wilma ought to be in there having fun.
Yeah, and Betty, too. They didn't go because we told them we couldn't go on account of business.
We gotta tell the girls the truth so they can forget us and enjoy life with other millionaires.
Yeah, you're right, Fred. If it wasn't for us acting like a couple of phonies, the girls would be enjoying that party right now.
Hi, Betty. How are you doing?
Well, I've sold 3 cigars and 2 packages of cigarettes, had a proposal from one gentleman, and gotten dirty looks from most of the ladies. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm catching cold. That's how I'm doing. Some costumes they gave us. A little more material and I'd have a bikini.
No, sir. I haven't seen Mr. Rocks on Rocks all day. Yes, I'll have him paged. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir?
Page Mr. Rocks on Rocks. Long distance call?
Yes, sir.
Hey, he's probably at the party, Fred.
Okay, Bond. Paging Mr. Rocks on Rocks. Call for Mr. Rocks on Rocks. Call for Mr. Rocks on Rocks.
Wow, what a party.
Hey, Fred, you can quit paging Mr. Rocks on Rocks. They found him.
Thanks, Barney. Say, look at all the gorgeous girls.
I don't want to look at all the gorgeous girls, Fred. I just want to look at my gorgeous Betty.
Look, it's Betty and Wilma.
There's Barney
and Fred.
Well, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
It's a long story.
Yeah.
Hey, I like those costumes you girls are wearing.
Yeah, that's an original idea, dressing as cigarette girls.
Thanks. But what about you two masquerading as bellboys?
That's even more original.
Wilma, will you dance with me?
Dance? But, I don't think I should.
I know I shouldn't, but I want to. Come on.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey do.
Oh, Fred, I wish this dance could go on forever.
Wilma, honey, there's something I gotta tell you.
There is? Well, there's something I've gotta tell you, too.
Okay, honey, you first.
No, Freddy, after you.
Well, remember the day we met in the parking lot?
Well, Will, I hope you're enjoying yourselves.
Mr. Stonyface!
Since when do I pay bellboys to dance with cigarette girls?
A bellboy?
A cigarette girl?
Oh, hiya, Mr. Stonyface. Nice party you got here. Mr. Stonyface.
All right, all of you, out, out. You're fired.
Fired?
Fired! You can dance your way to the unemployment office. Now out, out, out.
I'll never forget the hurt look on Fred's face when I said goodbye forever.
And good riddance, that phony millionaire.
Mother, I was just as dishonest with Fred as he was with me. Besides, I still love him.
And I love Pony. And I'll never see him again. Wilma, look!
Mother, stop!
Now look, and I haven't got a spare. I tell you, that Fred Flintstone is a jinx.
Pony!
Fred!
Yeah, buddy?
Yeah, Wilma?
You wouldn't just walk by and leave us stranded here, would you?
Of course not, Wilma. I'll have you on your way in a jiffy.
See, Mother? Fred said he'd get us on our way, and he did. Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, Barney, let's never deceive each other again.
It's a deal, honey.
And we'll never have secrets, will we, Fred?
Never, Wilma. From now on, it's nothing but the truth.
Come on, Fred. Faster, faster.
Okay, Mother, but take it easy. The speed limit's only 30 miles an hour around here.
Yep, that sure was a wonderful summer at Honey Rock Hotel. And the best part of all was meeting you, sweetheart.
Oh, Barney, you're so sweet.
Fred, what was the nicest part of the summer for you?
Well, now, let me think.
Well?
I remember when your mother finally got a spare wheel.
Oh, Fred.
For a son-in-law. You get it?